Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential. Today's episode is episode 95. We're going to talk about expecting success. You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. That is a quote by the late Zig Ziglar. Do you fret and worry about the possibility of failing? Do you know that you increase your odds of failure based on what you focus on? Your mindset is the game changer of success. And if you're focused on failing, you may see things like procrastination, apathy, is like, why bother? Why should I bother trying? And indecisiveness. With lack of effort or no effort, you will meet those expectations of failing. Now, if you believe that in yourself and that you will succeed, you will plan, you will prepare, and you will put in the effort to achieve success. Chances are you will meet or exceed those expectations. To succeed, you need to start anticipating success. So it all starts with setting clear expectations. Setting yourself up for success involves being clear about your expectations and sharing them with others if you are working with a team or individuals. When people see that you are anticipating success, they will share the energy, the enthusiasm, and the vision. What do you think people thought when JFK made his proclamation to the world in his speech to the Congress, May 25th, 1961, and said, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving a goal before this decade is out of a man landing on the moon and returning him safely to Earth." Some people may have reacted stating it, "That's impossible." Others were already thinking, "That's exciting." And they started to ask questions and gather information. What knowledge and skills and abilities do we need to make this happen? I want you to pay attention to JFK's statement. It was specific. What did he want to see happen? A man land on the moon. What did he expect? That they would be able to land a man on the moon and return him home safely. He did not stop at getting to the moon, but returning them back. And in 1969, his vision became a reality when Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. It was unfortunate that JFK wasn't able to see this come to pass because of his assassination. You can set yourself up to succeed too. To expect success, it all starts with the belief in yourself, your ability, and those people around you. You must believe what you believe must align with what you expect. What do you expect to achieve? Ensure your goals are SMART. They need to be specific, measurable, achievable, and realistic and timely. You may want to shortcut or keep it extra brief. You can't do that. You need to ensure that you're very clear on the five parts that spell out the word SMART. The SMART goal. You need to write your goals down. If you're keeping them in your head, you'll learn very quickly, out of sight, out of mind. Keep your goals front and center. Often where people fall short is in that they have no way to measure what they are attempting to achieve, so they do not know if they've already achieved it. There's times when people keep focusing on their goal, keep doing these things, And they could have surpassed it long ago, but little do they realize that they've already achieved the goal and it's time to reset and gain a new goal. And sometimes people set goals that are not achievable or realistic. It may be because they did not set aside an appropriate amount of time or resources to achieve the goal and or the time frame that they were aiming for. Do you anticipate success with the given example? I will lose 20 pounds in 3 days. Let's break that down. Specific? Yes. Measurable? Yes. Achievable? No. Realistic? No. And timely? Yes. Something drastic would need to occur for that to happen. So now let's fix it up. I will lose 20 pounds in the next 125 days. Specific? Yes. Measurable? Yes. Achievable? Yes. Realistic? Yes. Timely? Yes. So then you have a SMART goal that you know is going to work. So really thinking about what are the pieces that you're putting together to create that SMART goal for yourself. Here's a few more achievable and realistic actionable, keyword, actionable goals for you. I will send out 35 marketing letters every week for the next 3 months. Start thinking about those SMART goals, the S-M-A-R-T. I will create 1 to 2 Facebook Live videos every week. I will call 1 to 3 of my clients per day every week. I will set aside date night with each family member of once a month. I will measure social media stats for Facebook and Instagram every Friday. I will intend to meet 1 to 3 new contacts at each networking event I go to this week. So you see how it is specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's realistic, and also timely. Also, you need to hold yourself accountable. Not only are you setting clear expectations and SMART goals, you need to be checking in with yourself to ensure that you are on track. Did you mail out those 35 marketing letters this week? Did you create 1 to 2 Facebook Live videos? Did you call 1 to 3 of your clients each day? Did you follow through on all of these things? You have the picture. Are you doing what you know needs to be done, or are you falling into old patterns of behavior? It's easy to do. So you need to put in that accountability system, either an accountability buddy that you check in that's going to do it and you're going to check in for them, or you need to keep track and keep that tracking piece in place. That's where you hold yourself accountable. But don't forget to put in a few rewards along the way. Did you skip a couple weeks and then blast out 70 marketing letters? Or did you create one Facebook video 1 week and then 6 weeks later another one? What traction are you getting? Consistent actions will get you further ahead than random ones. Own it. Make things happen. Shine a spotlight on what is working. Know what is working well, what is not working well, and what you need to ask for help with and delegate. Your mindset needs to focus on what's going right and ask questions around why some actions may not be going right. Anticipate the roadblocks and obstacles. Just because someone has an optimistic point of view about the outcome doesn't mean that they are oblivious to roadblocks and obstacles. As a matter of fact, we anticipate them. We say, bring it. Once you identify and acknowledge what potential roadblocks and obstacles are, you can learn about how to face them, navigate around them, or even avoid them altogether if possible. There's a great quote by Ralph Marston here in the show notes. Don't lower your expectations to meet performance. Raise your level of performance to meet your expectations. Expect the best of yourself and then do what is necessary to make it reality. So instead of lowering your expectations, what we're looking at is really increasing those actions that you're taking to achieve that goal. Expect more from yourself. You may be saying to yourself, these expectations seem high. I don't know if I can achieve them. Studies have shown that people who set high expectations for themselves and others have obtained higher achievements. There's always an increase in motivation when people rise to the challenge. Whereas others have said that it increased their stress, led to some disappointment. But here's my challenge for you. All effort moves the needle. No effort means no action, no traction. Raise your expectations and efforts by at least 1% and expect to achieve higher results. Anticipate your success. Get clear, decide, plan, and execute. I would love to hear how your goal setting has changed after this podcast and the SMART goals that you have set for yourself. There's so many things that you can be doing. Hold yourself accountable. You can start expecting success, but it all begins in your mind. Right here, you need to start believing in you in order to get the success that you want to achieve. I'm going to give you my sponsor today is my new book that's coming out in September of 2017. You're going to want to grab a copy. It is coming out in September, and it's called Let's Be Curious: How to Ask the Right Questions, Get Better Answers, so you can make the best decision. All too often, people are asking face value questions, wondering and getting frustrated why they can't get the answers that they want so that they can make the decisions that are important to them to move the needle, to increase the richness in their life by maybe climbing a career ladder, expanding their businesses, creating very meaningful and powerful relationships. So you're going to want to grab this book. It is on pre-launch right now at $15. So you can go to www.letsbecurious.ca to grab your copy today. They won't last long at that price. I want to thank you all for joining me on the Millionaire Woman Show. Again, all of this content is to help you live a life rich from the inside out using the principles of leadership, business, and human potential. We would love to hear from you. You can email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com to let me know what nugget of information has impacted you. We'd also love for you to go to iTunes, write us a review, give us a 5-star high five, and let us know how you're enjoying the show. Also, if you go to my website at www.DeborahKozowski.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, not miss a single beat of information and content that's coming your way. And you'll get your free MP3 download of the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. And that can all start today. So go on over to DeborahKozowski.com to get your MP3 download now. Again, we want to thank you for joining us on the show because the feedback that we're getting from you is this has really been meaningful. If there's a certain topic you'd like me to cover, please email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And my wish for you is that you make today great. Have a great day, everyone. Take care.